Luan Rodriguez.
Yeah, step over the roses.
I was actually secretly hoping it didn't have to follow. That was amazing. Okay, so last month I talked about how much I lacked badassness, which is why the subject of Journey kind of scared the shit out of me. Mainly because I don't have Journey stories, which I think is something that happens when you kind of follow the rules your whole life. Like, you don't really have that tale. I also realized recently that at 26, this should be my first season of Friends. Like, they were all 26, their first season. Yes, watch it again, guys. 26. Thank you, right here. And I don't do any of the things that people on Friends do. Like, I don't have those stories. So what I was going to do was tell a story about just that, how I realized that I've never gone through any journey. But there was a story earlier on that kind of made me want to change what I'm going to tell. So I'm going to try to do this off book, which is a journey. So I guess the only way I can frame this is in something I can understand, which is theater and literature. When I was younger, I read Hamlet, which is one of my favorite plays. And at that time, as an 18-year-old, it meant something very specific to me. It was the first time that I had read any play that kind of touched me in that way. I thought that I hated Shakespeare up until that. Sorry. Because I had read Othello, like I had read the traditional Shakespeare plays, and I hate Othello. I still do. I hate any of those plays. I had read Romeo and Juliet, and I thought that I hated it, which now I love it. But for Hamlet, he went through all the shit. And it was kind of like his ability to tell you how he felt that really just kind of struck me. And then I watched the Kenneth Branagh version, and that really hit home for me. Kenneth Branagh, like, just drove that play home. And I always held on to that play, because I think that there's nothing that really touches you in the same way as when you read something or see something when you're a kid. Like, it just really affects you. And I think there's a lot of people who talk about things like that, kind of sticking with you and defining who you are. And as a teacher, I finally had this opportunity to teach that play. But as an adult, it means something completely different to me. I think that the only journey that I've ever really gone through and seen through fruition was watching my father pass away. And I thought that was something that I would never be able to go through. My father was an alcoholic, so that was awesome. And when he started to get sick, there was not really internet at that time, so I had a roommate who was a nurse. So I like ran to that version of WebMD, and I was like, look this up, like, tell me what's going to happen. And I remember the moment where she told me, like, don't freak out. I was like, well, that probably had the opposite effect that you were hoping. And I read what was about to happen in my life, and I remember freaking out. And not having the opportunity to talk to anybody about that was probably the scariest part of it. I was only 20 at the time, so not many people had gone through the passing of a parent. And so there wasn't anyone to kind of bounce that off of, and that was really scary. But eventually, we went through the whole thing. My father and I had a very strained relationship up until then, so it made that experience in and of itself different, I think. But at the end of it, I knew that I had to get back up, and I had to keep going, and I had to do that on my own, and that was really scary. But I did. And now I teach Hamlet to my kids, and it means something completely different than it did then. And if you don't know, Hamlet is a story of a man who loses his father, and at the very beginning, sees him. And I ask my kids every year, what would you say? Like, what would you do? Because for them, most of them, it's just a play, like it was for me at that time. And a lot of them say, like, they would ask, what happened to you? Like, why did you die? And this year, it really stuck out to me because one of my kids raised her hand and she would ask. She said she would ask, are you proud of me? And I think that that really sticks with me because that's the question I wish I could ask. Are you proud of me? And I think that that's really what scares me when I think about not having a journey, because he did. He went anywhere he wanted to go. And I could stand up here and tell you all the great things that he did or why we didn't get along, but that wouldn't be the story I wanted to tell. I think that going through something when you feel like it's on your own, and going through something when it's the scariest thing and you think you know what's going to happen, is really hard. But reaching the end, when it isn't what you thought it was going to be, and it isn't the end of the story, and it's just the beginning, I think is the most important part. And if I could just be here to tell anybody that it isn't what you think it's going to be, and that one day you're going to be standing here, and you're going to be able to help somebody else through something that they think is just going to be so scary and so hard, then really maybe that's the journey. Thank you.
Thank you very much.